From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Scott Pruitt, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, faced back-to-back congressional hearings on Thursday, with lawmakers questioning him about his conduct as well as his policies. Mr. Pruitt, who has faced strong calls for his resignation, remained defiant, defending his leadership and blaming his aides and staff for some of the scandals swirling around him at the televised hearings that took place in front of the sub-panels of the Energy and Commerce and the Appropriations Committees. Pruitt is under fire for authorizing the building of a very expensive private phone booth in his office, going against White House approval for raises for some of his staffers, and leasing a very low-rent condo in Washington, D.C. from the head of a lobby group. But his undoing of years of public protections from corporate polluters might be the real scandal. The Trump administration has proposed cutting more than $6 billion from the agency that Pruitt heads. My guest is Martin Hayden. He's the Vice President of Policy and Legislation at Earth Justice. Welcome to the program, Martin.
Thank you. Very glad to be here, Sonali.
So what exactly was it that Pruitt was at the hearings for? What was the initial, the main goal of these two hearings? I understand it was primarily supposed to focus on the budget of the agency, right?
That's right. Well, that was the original title of the hearings, was to focus on the budget, but giving Mr. Pruitt's behavior and lack of ethics, a lot of the hearing was spent on his many ethical lapses.
So was there a distinction made between the scandals around his expenditures and what seems to be corruption, as well as then the sort of deregulating push that he has overseen at the EPA? Were those two issues conflated, or were they treated separately?
Different members of Congress raised different things, and some raised both. To me, the real, ironic thing about Pruitt's opening statement relative to the scandals, he said that he had nothing to hide, and that if there were any changes, that the responsibility for any changes at the EPA to address those were his and his alone. But that was then followed by what was essentially 4 hours of dodgeball, where he obfuscated and avoided answering questions, and question after question where the ethics were concerned, continued to lay blame on others rather than himself where it belongs.
Well, the Washington Post did us a favor and put together a montage of the back and forth and Pruitt's responses with lawmakers at the hearings on Thursday. Let's watch the video that they put together so our audience can get a sense of what took place.
Let me be very clear. I have nothing to hide as it relates to how I've run the agency for the past 16 months.
Do you have any remorse?
I echo your comments. I think that what you said is absolutely true about
Do you have an opinion personally about that?
I don't know anything about the contract.
Yes or no?
As I indicated, the Office of General Counsel, career individuals at the agency.
No, I'm sorry, you can't filibuster.
The change from first class to coach travel, that's a change I've made. I learned about the pay raises.
You're not going to
out-talk me. I don't ever recall a conversation.
Well, I'll take that as a yes. I was further alarmed.
Did you authorize him? There are delegations giving him that authority.
So that's a yes.
Are you aware that she was paid and did not work for 3 months?
I'm just not aware. I'm not sure. I don't ever recall that. Congressman, I haven't looked at those numbers. I was not aware it was $13,000, $8,000, or $43,000.
You're not taking responsibility for the $43,000 that was spent in your office. You're saying that staff did it without your knowledge?
Career individuals at the agency took that process through and signed off on it all the way through.
Will you commit to reimbursing taxpayers for your luxury travel?
You refer to it as luxury travel.
Are you reimbursing the taxpayer for any of that?
We can provide you the analysis that occurred in June
of last year. I
don't
need any analysis. I know what airline tickets cost.
Were there installed biometric locks on your office?
There were problems with locks on two of the three doors, and changes were made to those locks. No instruction was given for biometric locks.
Well, what's a biometric lock?
I'm not entirely sure.
Seriously, what is a biometric lock?
I don't know. I just put a code in.
It's a simple question, Mr. Pruitt. Are you the EPA administrator?
Yes.
And that is a video montage of Scott Pruitt, the head of the EPA, put together by the Washington Post, of his many, many denials of knowledge about questions that lawmakers asked him last Thursday. Martin Hayden, I don't know how much you enjoyed this video, but it was entertaining if we set aside the tragedy of what Pruitt is doing at the EPA.
It saved your audience 4 hours of the same, oh, which is how that first hearing before Energy and Commerce is where most of that comes from. Mm. It's sadly entertaining. I've been doing this nearly 30 years, and I've never seen anyone quite like Scott Pruitt heading the EPA in my time here. But you got the gist from the video. Nothing was his fault. You know, he said he just asked his staff to get him a way to take secure phone calls, and that it turning into a $43,000 secret phone booth in his office was the EPA's career EPA staff fault, not his. And ignoring the fact that EPA does in fact have two career communication centers in the EPA headquarters already. He wanted to go to Disneyland, and the fact that his 24/7 security, this is on a personal trip, and his 24/7 security went along for the ride, that was the security's decision, not his. The raises for his staffers, this is the one that was kind of the interesting change of description by him. He had earlier told, about a month ago or a little better, he had told Fox News when they laid those massive raises for the two staffers who followed him from Oklahoma on him that he knew nothing about it. At last Thursday's hearing, he said that at least for one of the individuals, he was aware that a raise was in process, but he didn't know the amount. He didn't know that the White House Office of Personnel had objected, and that was all handled by an EPA process that he had nothing to do with.
Now, Martin, all of these scandals coming at the same time that Pruitt is, of course, undoing regulation after regulation that have been put into place, you know, over many years to protect the public from corporate polluters. He's, of course, completely stripped the EPA of its authority to regulate greenhouse gases, or is well on his way to doing that. Are the scandals around taxpayer money wasting, and especially the low rent condo from a lobbyist, related to the regulations that he is stripping away? Those two issues are in a way related, right? That Pruitt is benefiting or seems to be acting in the benefit of corporate polluters and acting like a corporate CEO, wasting whatever money he can rather than in the interest of the public.
Well, absolutely. I like to say Pruitt is practicing corporate cronyism. Mm. He is carrying, you know, he is doing favors for his wealthy industry benefactors, and that's, you know, benefactors way bigger than the $50 a day that he uses it, condo. And you're right, what's lost, he's under 11 investigations right now on ethics.
Wow.
Today's Monday, there might have been another one added today, who knows. But he's under 11 investigations that I'm aware of. That is not, you know, that's a lost in the hue and cry is his all-out assault on the public health and environmental protections that EPA is supposed to be carrying forward with.
And did lawmakers hold him accountable for that on Thursday?
A lot of them did, in fact, bring up issues and rollbacks of public health and environmental safeguards, but he dodged those answers as much as he dodged, you know, anything else. But, you know, we shouldn't be surprised that someone who sued the EPA 14 times in his role as Attorney General of Oklahoma alongside the oil and gas and other industries would come to the EPA and try to undermine its health and environmental mission from the inside. And as you pointed out, you know, the Clean Power Plan, which was President Obama's hallmark and our first ever effort to control up carbon pollution from power plants. Pruitt sued that 14 times before he got to the agency. Last Thursday, on that the day of that hearing, was the close of the comment period for his rule to repeal the Clean Power Plan. And, you know, he's going to be carrying forward with that over the course of the next year or so. Other things he's had sued, like the Clean Water Rule that protects drinking water for 117 million Americans, he's busy trying to tear that apart. It is a very long list I could go into, and I'm sure we'll touch on a few more in this conversation.
Right. Now, CNN was reporting that Pruitt was worried that the White House was undermining him as he went into the hearings, and that some of the leaks over the scandals and the around corruption at the EPA came from the White House. I wouldn't be surprised, of course, every time Trump feels like one of his staffers is making him look, or one of his agency, or members of his cabinet, rather, are making him look bad, he throws them under the bus. Do you think Pruitt's days might be numbered because Trump would like him to resign more than anything else?
One would like to think so. I do not. I haven't tried, nor am I going to try, to predict what Donald Trump does. But what's clear is there are certainly people pretty high up that have run out of their patience with Pruitt. I think the one thing that was really telling to me was the day before he testified, or maybe it was even the morning of, there were articles in the paper about his preparatory sessions and the defense he was going to put up for these ethical challenges. And I have never, ever seen someone at his level that their preparations for a meeting up on the Hill, a hearing up on the Hill, where they're going to get grilled intensely, get leaked to the press in advance. I've never seen that. So it's clear that whether that's inside the upper echelons of the EPA or over at the White House, he's losing friends.
Right. There's a lot of news reports about the staff at the EPA being hugely demoralized. And I'm sure after Thursday's hearings, they were even more demoralized as Pruitt punted one issue after another to blame his own staff for doing the things that he was accused of doing.
That's right. Well, yeah. Let me, a lot of these EPA staff have spent their careers building the safeguards that protect our air and protect our water and protect us from toxic waste. And here Pruitt is going about trying to undo many of them, as many as he can get to. And today, actually, is the last day for public comment on his draft proposal to undo the rule that's meant to protect us from toxic coal ash. Coal ash is the second largest waste stream in the country. It's mostly stored in wet, unlined ponds. Usually, and the rule that the Obama administration finalized certainly could have been stronger, but at least did some of the basics, like monitoring water quality so that these you make sure it's not getting into people's drinking water, or if it's getting close to drinking water wells, you pick that up. And like requiring lining for ponds and not letting them build in floodplains or in earthquake zones. You know, simple, common sense safeguards. And Pruitt is going about undoing all of those.
So this is an issue, of course, that the people, future EPA heads, are going to be, hopefully under a more humane administration, going to be picking up the pieces over and undoing. I understand that outside of the hearings, there were protests. How is the public responding, Martin? Because the EPA is an agency that's meant to protect us from pollution, from all sorts of things that harm us, so that corporations just don't get away with dumping in our environment. This is an agency that literally, can mean the life or death for many Americans. So how is the public holding Pruitt accountable? Do you feel that there's enough awareness among Americans of what Pruitt has been doing to our environment and to this agency?
I think at this point, Scott Pruitt has always made it, has already accomplished being the best known EPA administrator, and for nothing good. There was a poll a couple of weeks ago, I forget which paper did it, but which cabinet secretary is apt to be shown the door next? And Pruitt won. He was just ahead of Jeff Sessions.
Wow.
So people know who he is. And that's, I've never seen an EPA administrator have that kind of profile. But if I could just for a second, all of Pruitt's efforts to undo these, you know, Scott Pruitt sued the EPA to protect polluters. We at Earth Justice are suing Scott Pruitt to protect people. This is what we do. Earth Justice is the nation's largest nonprofit environmental law firm, and we provide free legal representation to everything from local communities to grassroots groups to the biggest national environmental groups you can name. And we have already, we've launched about a dozen cases against Pruitt so far. And we've already won several of them that were in the early stages. And in fact, today, the EPA is coming out with its designation of areas that don't meet the 2015 ozone standard only because we sued Pruitt's attempt to delay that release for a year in court and won.
Wow. Well, Martin, give out a website so people can find out more about the work that Earth Justice does.
www.earthjustice.org.
And we'll post a link to that from our website. Thank you so much for your work, Martin, and for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
My guest is Martin Hayden, Vice President of Policy and Legislation at Earth Justice. We've been discussing the hearings that EPA had Scott Pruitt faced last week. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.